I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Syria's chemical weapons have been getting all the attention lately, but Libya is taking the spotlight today. According to the New York Times, the U.S. has been secretly working with Libyan authorities to destroy the chemical weapons left over from Muammar Gaddafi's time. Paul Walker is an arms control expert with the non-governmental Green Cross International. I asked him why the effort was kept under wraps.
You know, there's been a lot of concern over the security of the stockpile. This is in the desert. It's 400 miles southeast of Tripoli, a place called Ruwagwa. You know, it's a fairly dangerous place with warring tribes and terrorist groups nearby. And I think the Libyans have also been very concerned over any relationship with the United States for political reasons. You know, Libya joined the Chemical Weapons Convention under Gaddafi when he was still alive back in 2004. So there's been some discussion about the Libyan weapons really since then. But of course, the equipment and international cooperation with the United States and Italy and other countries really didn't work out until really 2009, 2010. And that was with a neutralization program that would drain the mustard agent that Gaddafi had declared almost, you know, a little over 24 tons. And that process then began and went well for about 4 or 5 months until the equipment broke down as the civil war broke out. So it's been sort of stop and start program now for really about 3 or 4 years.
You mentioned mustard agents. Was that it? Was there anything else that was in Gaddafi's WMD arsenal?
It was only mustard agent. Hmm. And mustard agent, you know, is an old World War I weapon that's been modified a bit, you know, chemically over the years. It's still very deadly, very toxic, but not nearly as deadly, of course, as nerve agents. And in Syria today, we're dealing, of course, with nerve agents, sarin and soman and VX. And, of course, in the big stockpiles, the Russian and American ones, you know, which still exist, parts of which still exist in both the U.S. and Russia today, you're dealing mostly with nerve agents.
Given your concerns about what was happening during the Arab Spring, I mean, how do we really know this is it for Libya's inventory?
We really don't know. Before the stockpiles were declared and before the OPCW went into inventory and sealed them, we didn't know. But I think we're pretty well assured since he declared it in 2004, the original bulk mustard agent was fully inventoried and sealed. You know, they put seals on all the containers just like they have in Syria today, too. We know that none of that leaked out. And now with the second stockpile that was declared, when it was declared in November 2011 by Libya, the new Libyan regime, OPCW inspectors in The Hague went right to Libya and inventoried it all. I think it's pretty well assured that in this case, in the Libyan case, none of this really has leaked out anywhere.
The Libya case is a striking contrast to the chemical weapons operation right now in Syria. I mean, I see that only 5% of Syria's chemical weapons stockpile is destroyed, but they've just started. Since you've been following that process in Syria as well, maybe you can tell us what lessons you think there are in Libya for Syria.
I think, you know, both countries are developing countries, obviously. Both countries needed foreign support, financial and technical, to get their weapons secure and destroyed. So I think a good lesson from Libya is the fact that several countries have provided considerable foreign support, financial and technical, to get these weapons secured and destroyed.
Paul Walker is an arms control expert with Green Cross International. Paul, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Marco, too.